Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another beautiful day in southeast Louisiana. Going to be a nice weekend, too. Maybe not quite as cool as yesterday, but nice right now. 62 degrees in New Orleans, 55. Houma, 53 in Covington. In Belchase, it is, as I scroll down, 58 degrees. So, we are joined now by Plaquemines Parish President Kirk Lapine to talk about a saltwater wedge. How you doing, Kirk?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. This was hard for me to envision when I got the text from Plaquemines Parish. Tell us what's going on here.
Okay. About every 10 years, the river gets to a low stage that allows some of the salt water to protrude from the Gulf because the flow of the Mississippi is not strong enough being a low river. It happened last time in August of 2012, and it ironically, it happens every approximately every 10 years. Mm-hmm. So the Corps is going to build what they call an underwater levee right around the Myrtle Grove area. And what it does, they build it so high, then they watch it, then they maybe build it a little bit higher and higher, and it's all underwater. What it does, it stops that protrusion of salt water. It comes in as a wedge. So to protect our water system in the Belchase area, that's what it's designed for. But we also have the Bootville Water Station and the East Point Lahass on the east bank outside of that system. So we have ordered two reverse osmosis machines that will run as we collect the water. We run the water through it, and then we'll be able to have good filtered water to take the chloride out of the water, and it's able to produce 1 million gallons of water, what we produce at those plants daily. So.
They don't have a way. Water plants do not desalinate water, right?
Correct. Correct.
So this is the only way to do that. So when it comes
this is the only, well, in 2012 when it happened, we actually barged water down. So that was we've learned over the years that was very expensive, but we got a hold of these machines. That we can, you know, be proactive and get these machines hooked up to our water system so we still can run continuously making water and producing good water for our residents.
Does this go away after a while, this saltwater intrusion?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, where you can't, build a sill or where you can't build the underwater levee?
Well, ironically, when it happened 10 years ago, it happened August 15th. Of 2012, and if you notice, 2 or 3 weeks later, we had Hurricane Isaac. Mm. So if we had a force that pushed the water out, some kind of mechanism, God forbid, I don't want to see a storm, but if we had something that pushed the water out, it would push the water toward the Gulf. Now, if we had a higher river, which if we had more rains in the Midwest and that flow would come down, yes, the Corps feels very confident it would just kind of wash down. But until we get that river levels up, we have to contend with the low river and the salt content.
How deep is the water there in the river? I've always wondered that. And what? How deep does it have to be for ships to get through?
Well, that's the thing that they'll build the levee at certain increments. And they'll build it, and they'll watch the wedge because they don't want to try to affect as much commerce as they have to in the river. So, it will be to the core standard to watch it as they build it and watch it and can kind of control river traffic as it's going through. So it's a technical question. I don't really know how deep it is, but that's said mile marker 64.6 is where they're building it. And that's, I'm sure that's probably a deeper part in the channel.
So when it comes to the reverse osmosis machines, we'll need those until what? Until the level of the, because the sill has nothing to do with those, right? The levee, underwater levee?
No, it really has the effect of depending on the river rise. Right now it's historical low. You know, when I took office in 2019, it was historical high, and we were worried about hurricanes. But at this point, it's historical low, so we need some kind of flow. The river runs at so much CFS, and right now it's at one of the lowest points. So if we can raise that flow or push in the river, then it would go away or move down toward the Gulf.
So is the Corps paying for the work for the sills, or is the federal government paying for that, or does the parish have to pay for that?
Well, the Corps, yeah, is the federal government, but right, yes, they right. are paying for that. That they are paying. It's a $10 million project. Right now, we are securing the machines, and we're going to work that out later. I signed a declaration of emergency declaration, so we're hoping that we can maybe be reimbursed for that. But, you know, we want to just make sure we're proactive and ready to handle it now.
I guess I was conflating the Corps with FEMA and where the money was going to come from, but that's the accountants that do that. Thank you, Kirk. Anything else going on in Plaquemines you want us to know about?
No. Well, we got the big OLPH fair, the annual fair that, you know, we haven't had in a couple of years because of COVID. So we're pretty excited about that in the Belle Chasse area. Look forward to seeing everybody, our friends and neighbors at the fair. So.
Yeah, weather should be great. Thank you, sir.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.